Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 2 of the Yo, It's Messenger podcast. Welcome to episode 2. Today we're going to be talking a lot about gaming. Okay, our first story this week, a rumoured Nintendo Direct is supposed to happen this week. Let's have a look then, ladies and gentlemen, at this Nintendo Direct. It's just by article Daily Star. Okay. Nintendo Direct this week. February Direct rumoured for Nintendo Switch game showcase. So Nintendo could be planning a new Nintendo Direct as a proven industry insider. What's more, resets the clock for Nintendo games showcase. Here's what you need to know. Sorry guys. We didn't see the Nintendo Direct from January that many consumers and experts alike in the industry thought we'd see last month. The lack of a January showcase bucked a trend for Nintendo that had carried out on the special video streams during the month for the past 2 years previously. We did at least get an indie stream that showed off a few hits of indie software that would be coming to the console over the next few months. A stream that came with the announcement of Wargroove at long last. Okay, now we're seeing other rumours that suggest a Nintendo Direct could take place in February instead, but hopefully these whispers can be true. We think they can. The new plot of rumours comes from Reset Era user King Zell. Zell is not just another internet big mouth that enjoys peddling misinformation. Previous hints from the user proved to be true. Zell was responsible for the correct information about Pokemon Let's Go and Switch version at the World Ends With You and the announcement of Animal Crossing Switch. King Zell also predicted the Indie Direct a few days before it went live. Well, now King Zell has stated that we could see a Nintendo Direct take place on Wednesday, February 13th. King Zell's tease read, 13 is your lucky number and I'm out. Talk about a drive-by hint. Could Zell be 2-for-2 on Direct predictions? We're hoping so. So what could be included in the February 2019 Direct that is supposed to happen? First up, we will overdue information about this year's Pokemon game. A new mainline entry in the series is due to be released later this year. And that means by traditional Pokemon news cycle standards, we should hear news very soon. Very soon. Hopefully this means we get a release date and version information this week. Exciting. Also, we'd expect to hear more information about Metroid Prime Trilogy on Switch after the unfortunate situation last month when Nintendo rebooted development on Metroid Prime 4. In their post on Reset Era, King Zell also adds that Nintendo has a number of games to announce this year, but they might not all be at the Direct. These titles reportedly include Pikmin 3, Super Mario Maker 2, a Box Boy title, and possibly more about the next 2D Zelda game. Okay, I'm going to switch over to the next segment. Okay, everyone, welcome to the next segment. Okay, now we have news about the... if it load on my computer for me. Okay. We've got an article, so please bear with me. The best Steam alternatives for PC gamers. Okay. Epic's creation of its own digital storefront has once again sparkled contention that the PC gaming is too fragmented, with the surfeit of digital platforms for to play different games, denying us the satisfaction of keeping everything in one tidy place. Okay, let's look at these six other PC game platforms. So Origin, that's to do with EA, so it depends on how you feel about EA. Itch.io. Seems like it needs a lot of support, guys. God Galaxy. I think. Uplay. I've heard of Uplay. Okay, there's now else for some reason. Right, this has been episode 2 of the podcast. I know my podcasts are really short, guys, but I like to keep them short. I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel for the podcast soon, hopefully. So that'd be really cool. Anything else to say to you guys? I don't think so. quick message to you all. You can check out my Discord and that. All that. The podcast will be on Spotify soon, hopefully. And yeah, I'll see you all in the next episode of Yo, It's Messenger Podcast.